broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July 27th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour one of two. And our goal, incredibly simple, steady as a rock, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances is absolutely brilliant, put in place to protect the people. But we need to insist on them. Good, honest, moral people standing for the checks and balances cannot be stopped. That's why we do not need a revolution. Rather, a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly would be in order. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. Available on your Roku player, looking for the Liberty News Radio channel. On your Roku, it's free. And or on demand at libertyroundtable.com, yesterday's broadcast. We covered a lot of topics, folks. We talked about Michelle Bachmann. She's speaking out big time. WorldNet Daily having the guts to cover the subject. Trump got humbled at RNC. Art Moore wrote it for WorldNet Daily. Great article. We talked about it in depth. Why? Because we believe it's one of the great, great keys to restoring the republic. In fact, it was so good. Sam and Kurt talked about it. Prime story, first hour. Discussed it with constitutional attorney Jim Clymer at ConstitutionParty.com. Second hour, it was so good. We also talked about Cincinnati police officer, a guy by the name of Freddie Vincent, faces punishment for public outreach. Wow, interesting stuff. We talked about Venezuelans continue to flee. I guess that they've got an economic meltdown in Venezuela. LibertyNewsDaily.com has the piece. Also, hungry, desperate Venezuelans. I guess the refugees over there continue to flee their socialist-ruled countries to neighboring Colombia in search of food, etc. What a tragedy, folks. We've got people fleeing all over the world due to wicked, evil people and governments. Bernie, booed by his own delegates when he asked supporters to support Hillary Clinton. I don't blame them for that. Wow. Elderly priest, 86 years old, is beheaded by two ISIS knifemen. Shouting that phrase they always use when they commit terror. I guess they took nuns and worshipers hostage at a church as well. I guess the cops shot the abusers dead. The attackers dead, searched for bombs. What was it? In a French church, I guess, huh? Wow, what a tragedy. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. We talked a lot about Chuck Baldwin, the Black Regiment. What is the Black Regiment, you ask? Well, the Black Regiment was a group of patriot preachers from virtually every Protestant denomination located throughout colonial America. And at the time of America's courageous fight for independence, the Black Regiment preached the principles of liberty and independence boldly from the pulpit. We're talking about biblical principles, folks. They're known as the Black Regiment. Why are they called the Black Regiment? The moniker stems from the tendency of these patriot preachers to wear long black robes while they stood in their pulpits preaching the Word of God. Wonderful stuff. We need a return to that in America. We talked big time about Donald Trump has opened the door for those discussions to get rid of hostile IRS actions, using the carrot and the stick of a government abuse and tax, or financial control, I should say, tax-exempt status and more to muzzle preachers in America. It's a tragedy and must be stopped. It's a direct violation of free speech. We need the Black Regiment returned in America today. And we need blacks and whites, if you want to talk about race, to all be aboard, together as Americans, standing shoulder for shoulder for the sacred, holy cause of liberty. Wow, Democrats build a wall around the podium in Philly. Jim Hoft wrote the article. Anyway, all I'm telling you is, wow. What a mockery, huh? We also talk about Pokemon Pro teacher quits her job to become, quote, Britain's first full-time Pokemon Go player. I guess this teacher convinced she can make a living being a Pokemon player. I don't know if I'd quit the day job if it were me, but nevertheless, there you go, huh? Debbie Wasserman Schultz has met with jeers at pre-convention breakfast. She was eventually kicked off the stage. She was whisked away by friends. She was hurried out of the room, surrounded by a huddle of staff members, to boos, cries of shame. And then I guess they chanted, na, 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 hey, hey, hey. So Debbie Wasserman Schultz is out, but don't worry, she lands on her feet, says Liberty News Daily, because Hillary hires her right out of the failure at the RNC. I'm in the DNC, sorry, the DNC. Pro-Trump super PACs leave Cleveland with much fatter wallets, says the headline. Republican convention speeches literally drew over 22 million people on the first night. Think about that. Well over 22 million people watching the Republican National Committee speeches. CNN and MSNBC, I guess, boosted viewership from the 2012 numbers just 4 years ago. But there was a big decline for Fox News. Fox in a meltdown, as y'all know. But think about that, 22-plus million viewers. That's incredible. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. It's on demand on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's also on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Should you missed that broadcast, you're going on a road trip or in your car, pop a couple of those podcasts on, and you can listen to Liberty Roundtable live to your heart's content. By the way, last week's incredible coverage of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, by the way, that's available in archive as well on your Roku player and on libertyroundtable.com. All right, without further ado, that's a recap of yesterday's show brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com or simply smile and dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. News the networks refuse to use starts now.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I guess Breitbart in a confrontation, huh, Kirk?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's what you can count on. You know, looks like the Breitbart boys, they confronted the Daily Show. Now, it's kind of interesting. We were watching this happen, a lot of it, but, you know, not this particular one. This Milo guy and the Gays for Trump party. The Breitbart boys, they didn't really like being, what would you say, confronted like they like to, the Daily Show likes to confront other people, but they didn't really like being confronted themselves, you know, like interrupted or jumped
well,
in.
Well, see, I disagree with all this, though, Kurt. I don't like this confrontation where you get in people's face. Now, I agree it's important to defend oneself at times. To set the record straight, if you will. I agree it's appropriate to kind of have a battle back and forth. In other words, a healthy debate about ideology, beliefs, whatever you want to call it, circumstantial realities. I'm not really a fan of crashing people's shows or getting in people's faces in a hostile way. And I even remember when we were in Oregon and Pete Santilli was getting in the face of that reporter and you and I were able to kind of step in and we were a little bit confrontational to the reporter in the sense that we asked a few hard questions, but we kind of toned that down quite a bit. Remember that?
Yes. And in this case, the Breitbart News guy, this was, of course, in Cleveland, Ohio while we were there, but the Breitbart News guy, Joel Pollack, he sent the Daily Show running for cover. And what was happening, well, they say armed only with his cell phone camera, he was outside a Gays for Trump party that was hosted by that Milo, I don't know how to say his last name. What was going on, the Daily Show, by the way, plunged in ratings when their new guy took over after the other, what was it, John Stewart guy, after he cruised. But about 12:30 in the morning, the guy was leaving the party when the Daily Show approached. He said, "I was on the phone anyway, and so I ignored him, but then I saw them pulling someone aside, so I stopped to watch." And the Breitbart senior editor-at-large ended his call and turned on his video camera. They didn't like what was going on in the Daily Show boys. They didn't really think that was too cool.
Quick pause. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite talk station.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so we're talking about this battle between Milo Yiannopoulos. He's the gay man leading gays for Trump, if you will. In my opinion, kind of a whole strange scenario that the whole idea is gays for Trump. But nevertheless, Milo was at the Cleveland, Ohio event. So were we.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our buddy James Edwards joins us on Liberty Roundtable Live quite often, had the chance to interview Milo. And I thought we'd play that interview because it kind of gives you a little bit of an insight into who this guy is.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, folks, you just never know who you're going to run into at the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland. And
weren't you lucky?
Milo Yiannopoulos, he is a certified thought criminal today, being banned from Twitter as the assault on freedom of speech and oppression continues. Your reaction to having the guillotine fall upon your head?
Well, most people think I'm going to be upset at having my Twitter account taken away. They don't realize it's the best thing that could possibly happen. They've turned me into a superstar. They've turned me into a free speech martyr. And what have I lost? Nothing.
Martyrs do get further.
No, I'm serious.
The unafflicted.
I didn't even have to lose an arm or lose a head. I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm thinking of the famous martyrs from history. They all had to die. What did I lose? A social media account. This is wonderful. No, look, I've known this was coming for a long time. They waited until I got into a little spat with somebody because she's a black woman. You know, that they know that the liberal press are going to stick up for them.
You cannot criticize or have a difference of opinion with a minority, or you become obviously a white supremacist, a bigot,
yeah,
a zealot.
But you know, no single report has mentioned the fact that I'm a fag. No single report has been like, this is like gay man against black woman. Like, who knows who the top minority is? I'll tell you, I'm oppressed. I demand to have restitution. No, I mean, it's silly, right? But no, none of the reports mention that, of course, because that doesn't fit the narrative. You don't want to paint me as a victim, because then things get difficult. Then the left has to start choosing between, is it going to be black women or gays? Is it going to be Muslims or gays? Is it going to be Hispanics or blacks? This is what the left has done to us. They've split us all into these little warring minority factions.
The standing on the diversity totem pole can be adjusted according to the dictates of political correctness.
It seems like white gay men are now just as privileged as you guys.
All right, let me ask you this. Would you consider yourself to be a part, either implicitly or explicitly, of what has emerged and become colloquially known as the alt-right?
No, I'm the first and I think still the only journalist to give them a fair hearing in the media. I wrote a long profile, which you can read at Breitbart, called An Establishment Conservative's Guide to the Alt-Right, which I think is probably the fairest assessment of the general contours of that movement. Other people have just been anxious to call it racist, sexist, white supremacist. I don't think that tells even remotely the whole story. So I've given them a fair hearing. I know a couple of the people in the movement. I don't describe myself as alt-right, no.
Do you think there is legitimacy there and that they should be giving, by the media at large, the hearing that you've given them, and that it should be a conversation had by the general public?
No, I want other journalists to continue to not do their jobs properly, because it just makes more readers for me. Why would I want Vox and BuzzFeed and Gawker and Mike to start reporting accurately? That's why I'm so popular, because they're useless at their jobs. No, I want them to continue to be dumb as ditch water. Like, I want them to continue to be stupid. I want them to continue to have their entire stated purpose in life to be calling people names rather than reporting the facts, because the longer they do that, the better things are for me.
Why are you here for Donald Trump?
I love Donald Trump. He is clear. It's a very obvious why a gay person would like Trump. He's like the drag queen you can vote for. He's wonderful. He's over the top and mischievous and larger than life and ridiculous. But also, he's going to do good things for America. The wall, trade, these are good things for real America, if you like. But from my point of view, somebody who, likes to push the boundaries of what is thought and said, likes to be mischievous and naughty, the threat that Donald Trump represents to political correctness is thrilling. He is going to smash it, and they are terrified of him, which is why they're coming for his lieutenants, deputies, and fans.
There's no doubt that we have the issue of making America great again as one with which we have a firm area of agreement. Thank you
wonderful.
So much.
Thank you so
Take
much
care.
For having me.
Are you able to do a couple pictures? Milo Yiannopoulos being interviewed by James Edwards, personal friend and well-known talk show host for the Political Cesspool radio program, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. We were there last week, and our buddy Matt Felak obtained that interview for James Edwards to conduct. Milo Yiannopoulos, really the battle is raging, Kurt, and what I find fascinating is a lot of these talk show hosts and news reporters and a lot of these people, they all just garner headlines on the controversy. And, if I were to try to push the envelope for a lot of that controversy, we could make headlines every day. The problem is I don't seek for that kind of stuff, Kurt. It just doesn't drive me. I'm not interested in being popular. I'm not interested in making a name out of scandal or controversy or confusion. But that's primarily how Milo's got his name. It's basically, look, gay men for Trump. He says in the interview, you know what? Trump's awesome. He's like, I don't know how he put it, but it's like the drag queen that you can vote for. It's just the weirdest references you can imagine. And this is kind of why I have a problem with Trump. I really doubt that they would say that of say, a Daryl Castle or a Scott Bradley. And so, again, do we want a popular leader or do we want a moral religious leader? I think Trump's doing his best, and I give him credit where credit's due, but I have a different vision for America. And that isn't to hate anyone. Whether someone's black or white, it should be an irrelevant discussion. Whether somebody's gay or heterosexual, I believe that God's laws call for one man, one woman marriages and monogamy and fidelity to that marriage and then abstinence until married. That's just my beliefs of God's law. And so I would advocate for those beliefs. But it's kind of interesting. Even Breitbart then confronting the Daily Show at Milo's Gays for Trump party. It's really interesting how all this twist happens. And then it's interesting how we're there and we get really a landmark interview with James Edwards, the host.
Mm-hmm. You know, and in this case, this Breitbart deal, these guys just wanted to film the Daily Show doing their thing to see kind of what they ended up airing, you know, and then they figured, hey, we're right here and we can see, and then we can watch their final product and see the difference, you know. But most of the time, the media doesn't really want to be filmed themselves or you know, written about themselves. They want, you know, to have those special privileges about other people and kind of make it up as they go, but they don't really want somebody else proving that they didn't tell it like it was.
Yeah, the mainstream press quite hesitant to attack us. They had a couple of little blip articles last week. They didn't really want to ramp up the attack because I've kind of hinted that I'm ready to write an article about them, and my headline would be Clown Media Shows True Colors, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Think about that. Clown Media Shows True Colors. They want to run around and act like a blind man's a racist. Because they're not going to have any luck with that, ladies and gentlemen. It won't do any good. I don't even know what race people are unless I'm told.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you have to take it for granted, you know.
Well, and then I got to believe them that it's true.
Believe whoever.
For example, I talked to people are telling me that it was a black lady that I talked to last week, and she was telling me that I was black and that she wasn't.
See? That's right. That's what Tracy said, man.
You know, Tracy and friends over there, great talk show out of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm just telling you, though, it's interesting how this all works. They're not going to gain ground with it, and they know they're going to lose. So they're going to leave it alone and go pick on Milo or somebody else.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it is. There was a bully story I saw a little lately, and they were talking about how if, you know, the smart guys have figured out that if you want to kind of avoid getting beat up by the bully, you got to kind of fight back. And that's the basically the same thing that you're saying here, Sam. If you just kind of got beat up and didn't, you know, fight back, then these guys would just keep beating on you. But they don't like it when they get you get kind of hit back. You know?
And the problem is I'll hit back so hard their head will spin. Because the new media is taking center stage, ladies and gentlemen, and they flat out can't stop it. And Milo, whether you agree or disagree with his you know, sexual preference or whatever you want to talk about that, is lifestyle. The fact is he's proving it, though. You got Breitbart, a news service that's relatively new media. You got this guy that was virtually unknown. Now he's becoming popular just like we are and others. And the old yesteryear media is not even part of the discussion anymore, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah. Just like he says, hey, man, these guys keep calling people names and stuff and not
even
reporting
the facts. Let's talk
about
that. Let's break that down, because that's one point that he had that was just spot on. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Maria Abi Habib is a U.S.-born citizen who works as a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. For several years, she has operated out of Beirut. During a recent visit to the United States, she was singled out for special scrutiny, which involved a lengthy interrogation by agents of the Department of Homeland Security. After Abi Habib had cooperated and answered all of their questions, one of the agents demanded that she turn over her cell phones because, quote, "we want to collect information." No explanation was given as to why or by what authority this would be done. You'll have to call the Wall Street Journal's lawyers, as those phones are the property of WSJ, Abi Habib recalled telling the DHS agent to accuse the journalist of hindering an investigation, a serious federal offense. The agent, in the fashion of an East German border guard, ominously said that she would, quote, speak to her supervisor about my lack of cooperation, Abi Habib continues, owing in no small measure to the fact that she was employed by a large media enterprise with the means to fight back. The reporter was let go. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, the immense trove of Democratic National Committee emails posted by the WikiLeaks whistleblower site should seed journalistic investigations for years, predicted Julian Assange in an interview with Democracy Now. A number of emails reveal details about the close relationship between the DNC and the media. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. This interview between James Edwards of the Political Cesspool Radio program, an award-winning broadcast every Saturday night, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, libertynewsradio.com for the times and schedules and more, thepoliticalcesspool.org for details and the show, and James's book and more. James, a personal friend, doing a great job. He was in Cleveland with us, and he conducted that incredible interview. There's a couple of points about that interview that I think are worth discussing. And one of the most important points, in my opinion, is this.
No, I want other journalists to continue to not do their jobs properly, because it just makes more readers for me. Why would I want Vox and BuzzFeed and Gawker and Mike to start reporting accurately?
Everybody he mentioned isn't even the mainstream press. Everybody he mentioned, new media. He says, why would I want them to do their jobs properly? It just means more readers for me when they don't.
That's why I'm so popular, because they're useless at their jobs. No, I want them to continue to be dumb as ditch water. Like, I want them to continue to be stupid. I want them to continue to have their entire stated purpose in life to be calling people names rather than reporting the facts. Because
I want their whole purpose in life to be calling people names rather than reporting the facts. He laid it out and documented exactly what the mainstream press does. And that's why I'm going to start calling them clown media. Because they're just goofy, Kirk. They're just a sideshow. They don't talk about important issues at all in America anymore. They all they do is attack. If you're conservative, if you're constitutional, if you're white, all they do then is have this political correctness prioritization. And this is an important piece, and Milo hit it. Who's more important in the totem pole, blacks or gays? Or who gets the political correct nod over somebody else that should get the political correct nod? Who's lowest on the totem pole? And the answer is... employed white men, especially the married kind that are religious, right? And that's kind of what we've, and Milo nailed that point as well. So the mainstream press, yesteryear, because they're not doing their jobs, and then this prioritization of this political correctness, why do we want to divide us into all these little teeny camps? And the answer is because they obtain power by division. We need to stop it and stand shoulder to shoulder as Americans. But some valid points brought up in that, Kurt.
Yeah, you know, like you say, that, like he uses that phrase, I hope they keep being dumb as ditch water, as well as, you know, he says how they just call people names instead of reporting the facts. You know, those are the ways that typically they do when they don't want to deal with the truth. You know, it's just interesting to see. And he even, well, even coming from him, it, you know, he makes those points.
Valid points needed to be made. Again, let's be clear. We disagree with Milo Yiannopoulos' lifestyle. Okay? We just flat out disagree. Yeah. However, and I want to make this point, and this point needs to really hammer home to the mainstream press people. Just because we talked to him, just because we interviewed him, that does not mean we agree. That does not mean we go ahead with his ideology. And the same thing is being used right now to attack David Duke, okay, who used to be a member of the Ku Klux Klan. However, he's jettisoned that organization. In the past, he's expressed some regret for being involved with it in the first place. He never was violent, never was hostile. Nevertheless, since then, he's been a state rep for the state of Louisiana. He's done plenty of other things, but he somehow can't live that down when the mainstream press doesn't want him to. But yet, hey, Van Jones, former communist, etc., he can live that down, no problem. So see, they just pick on their prioritization lists of who they want, when, how, and they use this guilt by association that's in my article as well. What they're trying to do is they're trying to paint Donald a racist. They're trying to paint me as a racist, supposedly guilt by association. They even use David Duke and my name in the same sentence many times now. But I've never even met David Duke, Kurt. I don't know him. I'm not going to endorse him, but I'm also not going to disavow him. But the Trump campaign is starting to kind of become afraid of their own shadow. They've disavowed David Duke many, many times. And they continue to do that as they ratchet up racial tension. And okay, for example, it says this, David Duke's remarks on Senate backing. In other words, David Duke's making comments on Senate backing from Trump. It puts Donald's campaign camp on the defensive. Yeah, I kid you not, in the New York Times politics section, they got this right now today. David Duke's remarks on Senate backing put Donald Trump's camp on the defensive. Interesting statement, Kurt. Now, the reason it's so important is because David Duke's kind of hinting that, hey, he loves what Trump's doing. Now, they say the white supremacist David Duke said on his radio program that the presidential nominee left open the possibility of supporting a Senate bid. Now, I don't know that that's true or not. Again, you get this manipulation by the mainstream press. I don't trust the New York Times. Here's the problem. What if I were to call David Duke up and try to get the facts? What would happen? The answer is David Duke could come on my show. He'd clarify everything to the best of his ability, Kurt, and then they'd run around and say, see, Sam Bushman's a white supremacist as well.
Yep.
Why? Just because I tried to get the who, what, when, where, why of the story. Now, I could call the Trump campaign. Who am I going to talk to? Hope Hicks? Hope Hicks is the campaign media babe for the Donald. The problem is I try to call Hope Hicks and talk about how they disavowed me unfairly. Think she's going to get anywhere, Kurt? You think they're going to come on and clarify?
No.
All right, so out of the two sources involved here, David Duke and the Trump campaign will flat out ignore me. David Duke would politely take the interview, but then I'd be tied to David Duke even further. See how that media works? All I want is to know the who, what, when, and where, and why. Why does David Duke say that Trump would kind of back his Senate bid? I don't know. I have no idea. But he said on his radio program that, hey, there might be some backing by the Trump campaign. Why would he say that? And I would just clearly ask David Duke, has there been any communication that would indicate that you can point to? See, when I was called out I released emails and all kinds of details backing my discussions with the Trump and the Trump campaign. So see, I'd be asking for the same. Now, I'm not afraid to interview David Duke, no matter what they call me. However, I kind of wonder what good would it do, Kurt? What good would it do? Mm-hmm. And here's why I say this. Does it matter if Donald backs David Duke? Does that mean that Donald would be part of the KKK? No. Does it mean Donald would be part of some white supremacist idea? No. Donald might say, you know what, with the three people involved, you know, everybody's got some positives and negatives, and I think David Duke has the most positive here based on his credentials. He's been a House member for Louisiana before. He's got some experience. I'm supporting him. That doesn't mean that Donald goes along with David Duke. It also doesn't mean David Duke holds to the old view that he had or he once had. See, that's the difference. They don't believe people can change. They don't give people any chance for change, Kurt. And that's kind of the problem that I have with this. I don't know what David Duke's feelings were in the past, and I don't know what his feelings are now. Mm-hmm. But I know it makes for a lot of media fodder, that's for sure. And you could say, well, what's up with that, Sam? I don't know. I don't know. But I know this, Kurt. You just can't win with the lies of the mainstream press. Okay? Now, they got this comment here. It says, David Duke, after the former Ku Klux Klan member, or leader, said on his radio program that the Republican presidential nominee opened the possibility of supporting his Senate campaign. Now, I don't even know about that, Kurt. But why do they have to add that he's a white supremacist? Mm-hmm. I mean, are they going to say communist Bernie Sanders?
No. They wouldn't do that.
Okay, what about email scandalous Hillary Clinton?
No, they wouldn't do that.
See, and that's kind of the problem that I'm having here, is that the mainstream press is really to the point where they just call names. They just cause problems. Let me give you another example to maybe, make this more poignant, Kurt, to make the point even further. There's an article today, and it's fact-checking Michelle Obama. It's the New York Times National Desk section this time. Headline says, fact-checking Michelle Obama's critics. They don't fact-check Michelle, Kurt, just the critics. And the idea is Michelle's been asserting that slaves built the White House. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So Michelle Obama said in her primetime television address to the Democratic National Convention on Monday night that the White House had been built by slaves, Kurt. Now, do you know anything about this?
I couldn't really.
All right. Well, you know, it's a fact, right?
Shed light on this, that the White House was built by slaves.
Well, in part. See, there was white people and there were slaves both working on it, sir.
Yeah.
And just so you know, some white people were slaves too.
Burn it down or.
Well, see, that's the problem with the intentionally manipulated, perverted comment, is that at first you have in the New York Times this promotion of David Duke saying, hey, Trump might back me, and then Trump going, oh, no, I'm not going to back this white extreme supremacist belligerent KKK guy, no way. And then Michelle Obama basically saying, hey, the White House was built by slaves. I wake up every morning in the White House thinking that this house had been built by slaves. And here's the problem with that, Kurt. I'm not in any way suggesting that slavery is fine. It's evil and it's wrong, okay? Clear. Clear as a bell. There's no equivocation whatsoever from me on this point. Slavery of anybody is wrong.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Slavery of anybody is wrong. Let me say it again so the mainstream press is very clear. Slavery of anyone is wrong and evil. Right now, that we got that out of the way. I don't know how racist that statement was, but nevertheless, I stand by it, okay? But here's the deal. Why would Michelle wake up every morning and think about that? Yes, we had slavery in America, and it was wrong, and thank heavens we've overcome it. Go watch the movie, William Wilberforce, Kurt? Mm-hmm. If you want to learn about, rejecting slavery and standing for good. Nevertheless, the reason I bring all this up is because they are just intentionally using race for a divide point. Because here's my question for Michelle Obama. Okay, in her primetime television address to the Democratic National Convention, she mentioned the White House was built by slaves. But what she failed to mention is the first slave owner in America was black. Did she do that, Kurt?
No, not that I know of.
So I got a headline that I wrote. Did she forget to mention? Did she forget to mention that the first slave owner in America was black? Now, again, we'll go back to the phrase that I stated. Slavery of anyone is wrong. So when this black dude owned slaves, he was wrong, Kurt. When white people own slaves, they're wrong.
Yep.
When anybody makes anybody a slave, they're wrong. Whether it's a physical slave, a sex slave, a mental slave, meaning that you abuse somebody to where they're kind of in slavery, mentally speaking, mentally, physically, morally, any way you want to put it, domination of someone is evil. Kurt, it's unrighteous. It's wrong. When is the mainstream press going to come to the table and discuss it in its fair reality? It isn't a black or white issue. It isn't I wake up every morning in the White House and, oh, my heavens, I'm living free because the slaves built this house. And are we going to change it to the Black House to make the point? Okay, where do we go with this? What value is there in these discussions? And the answer is nothing but a divide and conquer tactic, Kurt. And for me to speak up against that, then I'm a racist. But it gets worse, Kurt. Now you got the Black Lives Matter people at the Democratic National Convention outside in a protest demanding that white media go to the back of the crowd and black media come up to the front. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was sort of the whole getting the back of the bus thing, you know, and I guess they figure it's fair because, you know, they were treated.
No.
Of their family was treated that way for years ago or whatever.
Stop.
You know.
Anytime someone makes someone a slave or puts somebody in a less state or lesser class or whatever you want. By their race, by their color, by their opinions, by their beliefs, it's wrong, Kurt.
Yep.
So it was wrong and it was done yesteryear and it's wrong to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Could I be more clear? Could I be more fair? Could I be more honorable in this discussion? But see, then the mainstream press will run out and go, Sam Bushman's a white supremacist. He even talked. He used the name David Duke. He actually said David, you know? I can't believe he said David. It just shows that he completely identifies with him 100%. When he's a racist, he's white, he's crazy. I mean, he even has a woman. He even is married to a woman, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she's downtrodden, too. She's not even a belligerent feminist. See, and they'll just go down this rabbit hole road of deception and manipulation and perversion. See, they're clown media, Kurt. They just are.
Yep.
They're crazy. It's all sideshows. You know, you go to the rodeo, Kurt, and you watch the bull rider, right? And then the bull rider gets thrown. And then before you know it, the clowns are out there just teasing and distracting and manipulating so the poor guy can get away. He gets just cut thrown off, right? Am I confused on this? And the bull rider that gets thrown off is trying to get up because he's kind of beaten, dazed, and tweaked from getting thrown. And he's trying to stagger his way to the fence and thank heavens for the clown and all the distraction so that the guy can get away, right?
Yep.
Well, this is the opposite, Kurt. These are clown people because they're all about the distraction and the manipulation and the race baiting and the fighting and the... Okay, Michelle Obama's going to talk about slaves built the White House on primetime television. Speaking to the Democratic National Convention. And what's going to come out of that positive? David Duke gets elected to Congress? Becomes a senator? And what is the outcome of that? That Black Lives Matter can put the white media at the back of the bus, figuratively speaking, by pushing them to the back of the crowd? What's the value of that? I would write a headline that says Michelle Obama intentionally race baits to manipulate and divide America. She should be shamed. That's what I would write, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Or I might write Michelle Obama's half-white husband lives in the White House slaves built for him. Maybe that's white privilege halfway. See, these people are crazy. They're all nuts. And then what about forgetting to mention that the first slave owner in America was black? So can't we just say slavery was wrong? Thank heavens we've overcome it. When are we going to come to the next phase? Kurt, abortion's wrong. When are we going to overcome that? Murdering of anybody, black, white, yellow, green, tall, short, you know, any is wrong. Slavery's wrong and murder's wrong.
Yep.
The wrong culture of death in America
right
is wrong.
Is right.
Yeah. Wrong is wrong. There's a song about that, I think, Kurt.
Yes, there is.
Buddy Steve Voss rolled that out. Great points. But, Kurt, that's my problem with this. Is I'm just losing my patience with the media continuing to do this. What if we set up a meeting between David Duke and Michelle Obama, Kurt? And David Duke could say, you know what? I'm running for the Senate. And Michelle could say, I'm going to get over my waking up in the house built by slaves. And where could we go? See, would Michelle be then a KKK member?
Mm-hmm. Sure looks like it.
Now, I don't think Duke ever owned any slaves, though, Kurt. Like that black man, the first guy to own slaves in America. David Duke's not that bad, is he? But see, I don't know David Duke, and I'm not here to defend David Duke, but I'm also here not to throw everybody under the bus. Look, by their fruits shall you know them. Let's ask the benefits or fruits of, say, a Michelle or a David or a Hillary or a Bill or a Donald or a Sam or a Kurt or a Milo Yiannopoulos or a James Edwards or a, any of these people in these discussions. Or Breitbart or The Daily Show. Okay? Where do we go? In my opinion, we need to start talking about the policies that can make America great again. And I would say that it would start by rejecting these false narratives of division. That's my phrase for this, Kurt. False narratives of division. When are we going to stop it?
Mm-hmm.
And when are we going to find ways to work together for solutions for this country? That's what we need to get done. Now, I got a question.
It's not a clown question, is it?
No, it's a direct, serious, absolutely dead serious question.
I thought it might be.
Alive with righteous indignation, justifiably so, I might submit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the question. If the United States government's budget runs on my tax dollars and I'm a slave to the IRS for the first 5 months of my life every single year, what are we going to do about that, people? We got modern slavery of everybody in the country going on right now because government can't rein in belligerent, out-of-control spending.
Yep.
We're going to bust out and say, you know what?
We're going to fix this slavery.
Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, they wake up every morning and eat fancy breakfasts on the back of my slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a big old parachute pension at the end of it. Because we're all made slaves by the IRS. Shut down the IRS, promoting the culture of slavery.
Freedom IRS. For all.
Freedom right? for all. IRS to the back of the bus. Just saying. Get her done. I bet you Monopolis and Duke and Obama and Hillary and all these goofballs that would attend that, wouldn't they, Kurt, to just shut down the abuse and slavery of all of us via AKA, ooh, KKK, I mean AKA the IRS? Is the IRS the new KKK? Making us all slaves? All right, just one. Is the IRS Black Lives Matter? Reject slavery, reject evil wherever it's found, and stand for what is right.